Hey, Rock Movers, today you are in for a treat. I say that every week because it is. I love my guests, and today's guest is no exception. The amazing founder of the Unleash You Now family, Michael Faber. On today's episode, we dive into the rocks that Michael Faber has moved in his life and the rocks that he's helping others move around suicide, suicide prevention, and just living your best life to your fullest capacity. Michael does that with such authenticity, and I think you're gonna just absolutely fall in love with this man because he is just the real deal. As I say in my intro, he's my brother from another mother, because once you know Michael, you just absolutely become family. That's what he calls you, that's who you are, and that's who this gentleman is. Welcome to our episode with my brother, Michael Faber. Hey, Rock Movers. So excited to share my brother from another mother, Michael Faber. This guy, you are absolutely going to love. I know I've introduced him before the show started, but Michael is the mastermind and the heart behind Unleash You Now. And so we're just going to dive right in to the topics at hand, which is moving rocks. So Michael, moving rocks to me is about how you're taking the things that have happened to you and you're taking the bad parts away, but you're keeping the lessons, right? Like you move rocks out of your bag that we carry around. So what are you doing with your Unleash You Now team and all the things that you do to move rocks for, let's start with for yourself?
First, I love how you word that, how you describe that. That's deep, because something I talk often about is that the problem is if we took away the pain, we would take away what the pain taught us.
Yeah.
Right. And in my experience from my life, the most painful moments have been the most driven towards my purpose moments as well.
Exactly. 100% agree.
Right. So how does this do that for me is like, this is literally in my heart, right? My mission is to end suicide and self-injured behavior. That's my mission, right? I say dream often to pay homage to Martin Luther King Jr. because I don't know if I'll be able to do that in my time here, but I know I have to do the work now for it to happen at some point.
Yeah. So my listeners don't know the story and your connection with what you just mentioned about suicide prevention. Is that something you want to share? Because that's a huge rock that many people that are left behind are carrying. So let's dive into that, because that's a rock you've moved for yourself, but now you're using the purpose, and from that pain, you're using that to help others. And that's really where I got to know a part of you when I heard that story that I wouldn't have expected. So let's go there if you're willing to.
Always, I'm open book.
I love that about you. Yeah, let's go.
Yes, ma'am. So our gifts are meant to be given. Something I've been given as a gift, I'm meant to give to others, right? So my story is one of them, and everyone's story is, it's meant to be given. That's the oldest form of communication, story. And so for me, it started when I was younger. My brother is one of the 22 a day that served the country that took his own life. Happened in the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
And my family was very military, very militant. My father was big on being a man, right? And I thought being a man meant you weren't hurt, you were angry, right? So it caused a, rather than dealing with hurt, it created this anger on top of it that I never got to deal with the undersurface of what happened, what really went on, how I really felt about it, right? And then you add in numerous other things that happened from that point to 20 years old when I was facing 20 plus years in jail, found out I was going to be a dad and got shot at. And it was like, maybe I should do something different, right? And it really,
Those are a lot of rocks to carry around as a young man. Holy smoke.
There was, I would say I was one of those ones that had a hard life because he picked to have a hard life. I didn't have to have a hard life. I chose it. Right. Like my dad was a good dad. My mom was an amazing mom. All right. Like I was definitely dealt a great hand. And I was just like, well, let me see how bad I can screw this hand up. And
we do that to ourselves sometimes. I did a phenomenal
job.
Yeah. Right?
100%. I did a phenomenal job of it. And so in high school, I dared a buddy of mine to steal a car. He stole the car, got an accident, and passed away in the accident. So now I have guilt and hurt. All right. And it's all being masqueraded and kept underneath this angry persona. Right.
Yeah.
And so at 20, that all those events happen. I don't want to be dead or in jail for my daughter because my father died when I was a teenager. Not like young teen, 18. Right. And I didn't want my daughter to experience that by something I was doing, right? Or have to visit me in jail and not be able to be dad. I wanted to be dad. So I did what anyone would do. I moved to Delaware because who the hell gets in trouble in Delaware?
Right. That just sounds like the rational choice to make. Delaware, okay.
All right,
but you were from Queens, right?
Yep, New York City. Okay. And lived in Virginia for a little while, New York City, PA a little bit, and then decided Delaware was home and still is. But I moved. That's one of the things they say you do, right? Change people, places, and things. Mm-hmm. But they don't say when they change people, it means yourself too.
Mm.
Right. And mm-hmm. So I didn't deal with me. I just was in an area now where people didn't know anything. So I didn't have to deal with it. Right. So I lived this like fake persona still. I was really good at business, making money. We had restaurants and bars, landscape, catering, property management at that time. And the investment company started around that. It started before that. So good with business, thinking I'm the man because of it. And to hide all my insecurities and things I didn't deal with, I have a big house. I have fancy cars. Like I could drive more than one at one time. Right. And like I have watches. I don't even care about watches, but I'm wearing watches. Right? I'm doing all the things so everybody could see me and think, oh, he must be successful or good or right.
So because that mask that we put on.
100%.
Yeah.
Right? I love the mask, the movie. Yeah, I don't love wearing them, but I do love the movie, The Mask. There's a great line in one Big Sean's lyrics. He says, Jim Carrey was the only one that got famous for wearing masks. Right. And it's like we all like wear masks at different times and different points in our life. And 2011, I'm sitting there in my yard hitting fake golf balls, right? Like the epitome of fake, because that's my life. And my buddy calls me, one of my best friends, Matt Carter, and he's like, I got in a fight with my wife. And I'm like, welcome to marriage, buddy. Right. Like that's what it is. Just go home, right? Like go home and talk to your wife, work it out. Right. And by playing it off and not listening as well and not being intent. And let me remind you, my studies and what I love, what I nerd out in, because I'm a nerd, is human behavior. Right? Like I nerd out in it. Neuroscience, human behavior, how we act, why we act that way. Like it's so interesting to me. So I'm not paying attention. I'm not listening well. And the next day his wife comes by and says she got an alarming message from him and she can't find him. And then the next day the state troopers come and tell me they found his body and he took his own life. And it was like, the straw that broke the camel back, right? That thing that opened up the floodgates of everything I was hiding is now here, right? So no longer am I going through this loss of this pain. I'm going through all the pain that I was not willing and hurt that I was not willing to go through before.
Yeah.
And then that made me a maniac, right? So then I got into drugs and I got into a life that wasn't good. And I was sitting on the beach in Lewis, Delaware with a gun in my mouth wanting to end it. And for the second time, my daughter saved my life. A picture of my daughter fell in my pocket. And I said, man, I remember years ago when you said you wanted to be dad. What are you doing here? Right. And it's weird. You think you're supposed to save your kids' lives, right? And how often they don't know the things you've done for their life. Right. Now she's 18, almost 19. She's in college, real pain in the butt. I try not to tell her anything. I'm like, you know what? You might have saved my life then, but you're ending it early now. No, but hopefully she hears that.
For the listeners, that is not true. He is like a fabulous dad, completely dedicated to this daughter, and she is absolutely the light of his life. So that is all trash talk.
Yeah, right. Damn right. 100%. It's easy trash talk. I'm good at it. So it led me on this like find myself journey, right? Because that's what they tell you in personal growth. Like just go find yourself. But sometimes I'm literal. So when they said that, I like just disappeared and hitchhiked around, tried to find me somewhere. I looked behind every tree and in every bush and under every rock, and I just couldn't find me. It was strange.
It's funny the things we do to avoid the hard stuff that really hurts, isn't it?
Right.
Dang yeah. Right. So this rock that you had been carrying around, this pain that just added more pain upon more pain upon more pain, just all came tumbling out. And in the process of healing this pain and removing these rocks, you found you and a purpose. Mm-hmm. And tell me, what does that look like today?
Today looks much different than when we started. When we started, I didn't know. The first guy I tried to help was in a diner.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you ever heard that story of mine, but
I haven't heard the diner story.
I come back. And I just come back to the area and I'm like, we're going to solve people's life. And I went through like IPEC and John Maxwell. Like I went through all these certification training. I love learning. Right. So I'm not the guy that's like, oh, you don't need nothing. Like you might not need it, but it's always good to master your craft. But I'm like, Alex, follow me. Alex, one of my best friends, he's still involved in Unleash You Now. He's our MC at most of our events. And I'm like, follow me so you can see what I can do. All right. So we go into this diner in Dover, Delaware, Hollywood Diner. Right? There's a guy at the counter. I'm like, that's my guy. Walk up, I'm like, sir, my name is Michael Faber, and I'm here to solve your biggest problem. Just tell me what it is, and we'll solve it now. Guy straight face looked me right in the eye and said, you. And I said, you got it, sir. Have a nice night. Walked away, went to my friend. I was like, that's one. but that was how we started. So it looks much different now. I want to impact a billion people, right? That's a game plan, right? And I started off by doing all one-on-ones, right? Like, and I did like, in the first year, like 437, and 390 of them were free, right? So it wasn't like people are always like, you know, how do you make it so fast? I'm like, I didn't make it fast. I was just willing not to make it and do it to just build the confidence I could do it, right? And so I don't advise that necessarily at the beginning of a business. But so I would have to live until like 1,500,000 years old doing it that way. So I was just like, well, let's say we don't learn how to live that long. How can we do this faster? Right. And then it was like, let's try groups. And it was like 125,000 years we'd have to live. And I was like, we're getting closer. All right. And then we did speaking and groups and one-on-one. And it was like 1,500. All right. And it was like, God, we're right there, guys. We only got to knock like 1,450 up, right? For us to be able to do this. Someone's like, Mike, you're really good with business. You've built businesses. You've been an entrepreneur in the business space for over 20 years. How about you help those that empower others? You empower them. And you could do your nice criminal ways like when you were younger and just take the number as yours. And I was like anybody else, I'm like, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Right. So we started really serving, empowering entrepreneurs. And I love in 2017, we built such a business. 2017, I resigned. I wrote my own resignation letter to leave my own company. I was done because we were serving people that weren't aligned with our hearts.
Mm.
And it created where serving was torture, right? It was like something you love shouldn't be torturous, right? Yeah. So clearly you're doing it wrong, right? And I didn't know how to fix it. Well, I did. The answer was just scary, right? So I resigned. And hours later, my team calls and they're like, we feel the same way you do. We just didn't know how to say it. And without you resigning, how does it look like? And I said, the only way we can do this is like, we have to fire like 80% of our clientele. Right. And so another bold strategy of a business, fire 80% of your clients. But that's what we had to do to create it, to really get to the ideal client we had rather than the money. Right. And it's who you're serving and why you're serving them. So we empower those in empower to make sure they can do that full time so they can reach more numbers. So we can reach 1 billion. And if we do that, raise the energy and the vibration of 1 billion people, the ripple effects says that can impact 10 billion people. That means we impacted everybody on earth, plus some. And we have changed the world now. And if we raise the energy and vibration, if you raise it closer to love, I don't know, I'm talking nerdy, but if you get it closer to the vibration or energy level of love, self-interest behavior and suicide goes out the window. So let's do that.
Let's do that. That sounds like a great plan. That is definitely some huge rocks that you are moving, my friend. And one of the reasons why people are magnetically attracted to you and your team. It's just a level of joy and love and loyalty that oozes through. It just exudes and oodles and comes across in all of your branding, all of the things that you do. So tell me now about this Unleash You family and the amazing group that you've put together. Because what I love about them and what I see, I've not been able to attend an event yet, but you're coming to Dallas, Texas, and I get to go to this one. I'm so excited. So, but this Unleash You family is like this patchwork of all of this diversity. And you have people that you look at them and you're like, okay, that person has a story. And you just, you want to hear the story, right? Like Margaret and your mom. And I don't know all the names of the team, but I know them. And just, there's just so much you can see in all of the eyes and the faces of the team, but the love is the exact same all across the board. Like it just, it's not just the Unleash You Now team, it's the family. And so tell our listeners about that, because that's something that's unique to what you've created. And I believe that lends to the rocks that you're moving for others through this organization. So share with that.
All right. I love that you brought that up, because one of the reasons why it's Unleash You Now, originally from 2011 to 2017, it was CMF.
Okay.
That's Coach My Favor. And one of the things we did when we were like, this isn't what we want, is that I didn't want to, what happened was I modeled or followed the people that were before me in the space that went further. And I was like, all right, let me tell you what they did. And then I can go further. Right.
Right.
And everybody's either, right, the Tony Robbins, right, the John Maxwell, the Eric Thomas, right? Like you just go through and everyone is named after them. Right. And my big fear was two things. One, what happens when they're not here? Does it just end? Like, does the movement end? Does the mission end? Mm-hmm. Right. That's scary to me, because that's like, did you do all this for not, right? For just to end with you? Or then what was the point? That's not, to me, that's not like legacy. That's not moving the needle forward. That's not productive for everyone. It was productive for you. And then the second thing was, it can't be about me. Because you said a huge thing is everybody has a story. Like everybody has a piece of this puzzle. Mm-hmm. And we need everyone's pieces to make this puzzle complete. Right. And that's one of the big things about losing people early, is because if they didn't get to contribute their piece of the puzzle yet, we never get it.
Right.
And there's so many holes to where these pieces could be, that could move the needle, that could impact others, that could share love to others or experiences to others, to move them forward too, and move the next generation, next generation.
I love it. Yes.
Right. So I love that you see that, and you see everyone, and you see that they're not just a part, like they are a part, right? They're not a part, mm-hmm. they are a part. And it wouldn't be complete without, and it's something we talk about. We don't call it like people call it mastermind or like, right. And it is a movement, but it's a family. We create the family that we all always wanted, right? That we didn't necessarily always have, right? Mm. And it's not just our team, also the mastermind. It's a family. Like, so they say for suicide, there's three parts, right? Isolation, feel like you're completely alone. Burden, feel like, because I'm here, it's harder for the people I care about. Right. And then the ability to harm oneself beyond repair. That's the last piece and the hardest piece to have, because literally we're designed to get away from harm, right? Fight or flight.
Right.
So I can't do anything about the last one. When you get to that point, you got there. But I can make sure you never feel like you're a burden and you never feel like you're alone. So the community we created, no longer are we pushing those people forward, but we're pushing people forward that spew love in what they do. Right. And it's funny, because people will come a lot of times to us because they heard me speak somewhere. Right. Mm-hmm. And then, or they came to an event and saw like something where they saw me or heard about me.
Yeah.
And when they talk to me, they're like, well, tell me about what you do. And I'm like, I'm going to be the least thing you like. Right. Like when you come in, you're going to find a community that you're going to be like, this is the dopest part. Who's this redheaded beard guy? Let me leave him alone. And let me just dive into all these amazing people in the community. Right. That are just like, literally game changers, world changers, movement makers, entrepreneurs, guys, people that are doing extraordinary things that I'm just lucky to be able to breathe and be around and speak to, right? And it's empowering them so they can empower others to be able to pour their gift into them. So then the other people can get over whatever they're battling to be able to pour their gift out there. Right. And the more we get to do that, the more we all experience true joy, right? And we want to do that, fulfillment, and living our purpose and being meaningful and intent in that step. So we embrace with love. It's one of the things we talk about. I'm very stingy. I'm very selective of who comes in our community, because it's not for the person that just wants to make a sale, right? It's not for the person that just wants to use a resource, right? Like, it, we have resources and we make sales 100%, but that's not what it's for. We can do that anywhere. This is to have that kind of support and accountability, that you know you're never alone, that you know your problem is never a problem for others to hear and be there for. And I think that's like the dopest thing.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so deep, brother. It's so deep. I love it. So for people to find out more about this family of amazing world changers, how do they find you? Where do they go? Where are you going to be sharing next? I know Dallas, and that's in October?
November.
December. Okay. You have one in November.
You're on your way there.
I know. Yes. I'm getting there. October, November, December. So you have, but you have something going all the time. So tell me what's coming up.
So literally, we have the six-figure weekend coming up shortly. Like literally a couple days. Then we have the men's retreat.
Okay.
In October. November, we have the women's retreat. Oh, in October, we have the $7 virtual event. We have another virtual event coming up. What we want to do is make it for whatever position you're in, there is something for you. All right. So then we have the women's event in November, and then we have the Dallas event in December.
Okay. So lots of ways that people can get connected, can find you.
Social media everywhere.
Social media everywhere. So Unleash You.
I'm annoying.
Now is the U is like the letter U, not Y-O-U. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this and you don't get to see all the graphics, it'll be in the show notes. But Michael's always branded. Everything he does has his brand on it. You'll see the familiar blue and lime green colors and the hearts. You'll see the team does the emojis are the blue and green hearts. And so it is a movement. It is a fellowship and a family. And I'm so excited to share you with my world. So this episode will be coming out in September. When is your September event? Do you remember the date?
Oh, the 6:30 launch?
Mm-hmm.
We're in September, right? Jeez.
It is September already.
I'm really good with this. I'm like, what month? No. The September event is literally, what, the 14th?
Okay. So this may come out after that September event because 16th. It's going to take me a couple of days to get it processed, but you still have time to get in to the men's retreat in October, the women's retreat. Mm-hmm. Is it too late to register mm-hmm. for that if anybody's nope. interested?
Men's,
and that's
going to
be
$7.
Is that in Delaware again, in or where's that? Florida.
No, both are in Florida, right outside Orlando. We rent these crazy mansions and have some fun, bring in some speakers, have really great connection. The men's retreat, I don't get to go to a women's retreat, clearly. But the men's retreat, literally, I cried from Friday to Sunday. I was just like, yeah, we can't do this often. I don't understand what's happening to me. But it was such a refreshing thing, even though I'm still getting used to crying. But it was such a refreshing thing to see all the walls come down on some really successful alpha males and just be cool with just being open and vulnerable and truthful to one another, because that's how the world changes.
I think it's critically important for alpha men, especially, to have a place of non-judgment where they're not emasculated, they're supported, to know that it's okay to be not okay in that moment, in that supported space, so that they can go back and put back on the armor to go back in to do battle, which is what they do for their families, for their jobs, for their people. But we all need that place. Alpha women, same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to be in a space where you can be vulnerable and you can be seen and you can be heard for all the things that are going on. And I love that that's what your community does. I'm so honored to be a part of it. And the little ways that I get to be, and excited to be even more involved coming into December. So thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on here and just sharing your love with the world and my world. And so for everyone that wants to connect, the information will be in the show notes. And Michael, I can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing, for how you're changing the world and the impact you're making, and for what you do for me, just the encouragement you always share. I get something every time I talk to you and every time I see you online. So thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you for letting me be here. Really, when you asked me, I was like blown away. So I hold you at a high level. You're one of the best people in the space, one of the purest hearts, and you actually mean to serve. And it's great finding people that are like you, and they're not often. So I appreciate you, and thank you for no longer the show, but also just letting me be in your life.
Thank you for saying that. Okay, we're going to end the show with Karen crying again. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. Okay, I absolutely love my podcast guest, but Michael absolutely nailed it. Thank you so much, Michael, for being on this show. And as a guest, I hope that you took a lot away from that and enjoyed it as well. You can connect with Michael over on Facebook. That's primarily where he and his team live. At the Unleash You Now is where you search and find him, or Michael Faber with F-A-B-B-E-R. In the meantime, his link tree will take you to his page where they post all of the events that they have. They have some events coming up in 2023, including an event that's being rescheduled to come back to Dallas. So you didn't miss it. Build is still coming to Dallas. I can't wait for the dates for that. So like and follow my podcast and follow me on social media at Coach Karen Gray, and I'll keep you updated on those information and dates as well. And then something that if you are in my world that I wanted to share that I hope you'll find valuable is that I have some exciting things coming for the Coach Karen Gray and the Transcend Champion population. So if you're in my community, I wanted to share that we have a retreat coming in spring, early summer 2023 called Evolve. And I'm so excited about this. The official details are going to be launching around Christmas time. So if you have wanted to get to know me, wanted to be in my world, know more about working with me, this is a great opportunity for an intimate setting where we're going to have a group of 10 to 12. I haven't decided on the number officially, but women only. Sorry, guys, this is a women's only event where we are going to evolve and elevate for 2023. So excited to share that information and have you come be a part of my world. I've also had so many people, it's been crazy, reach out to me about my voice. And I am just kind of gobsmacked about it, but I am going to be creating some affirmations and meditations. So if you have always thought, man, Karen's voice is so cool, I hear you, I appreciate that, and I'm going to be giving you more of it. So stay tuned for that. You can find that information here as well, over on my website, coachkarengray.com, or on social media, anywhere you're on the platform, Coach Karen Gray. Hope that is exciting news for you, because I'm pretty dang excited about it. But until then, I just want to thank you again for listening to the Rock Movers, and I just want to encourage you to keep moving those rocks out of your bags and carrying those lessons. Pay it forward, y'all. You got this.